CliffCentral.com.
Ciao, adios. It's Anne-Marie. You know, she's the woman who did the voice in that Rockabye Baby thing.
Rockabye Baby, Rockabye.
Right?
Ciao, adios.
Ciao, adios. Get out of here, man.
Oh, okay.
Get out of here for real.
Get out of here, man. Shit, I'm saying. Get out of here for real.
Right. Ciao, adios. All right. What's going on in the news? It's time for us to check in on all the stuff we need to know. It's just after 8. The month of May is just about over.
Yes.
Basically over.
Well,
just a few more hours to go.
One of the recent things that we've seen trending on social media from yesterday afternoon is the story of a 29-year-old Eskom employee.
Oh, my God, what a story. As if Eskom, Eskom don't have enough stuff to deal with. Have you heard this story?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Well, 29-year-old Thembisile Yende was found in her office underneath the desk, actually 10 days after she was missing. She was found in her office dead.
Black plastic bag. They just found the body just... And you know how they discovered it?
No.
The smell.
Yeah. So Thembisile has been, found in her office, and despite police dogs actually sniffing the premises where she was found. So an Eskom national spokesperson, Khulu Phasiwe, said on the day she was reported missing, police came and searched the offices. They even had police dogs there, but could not pick up any smell. Her body was found in her office, which remained locked since the day she went missing, and her car was also found in the parking lot as well. The 29-year-old was last seen on May the 17th, and the excuse that Eskom is now using is the fact that her office is outside Springs, and it's not like a normal office, so you don't have people coming in and out there every day. On May the 17th, when Thembisile arrived, the CCTV cameras picked her up, but a few moments later, the system did not pick up any sort of movement. The police are still investigating this case.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean...
Very grim.
They said that the office was locked after they searched it. So either someone had a key and put the body in there after the police dogs are there. I mean, it's highly unlikely the police dogs wouldn't smell a body in the room.
Yeah, that's kind of what they hired to do.
Crazy, right?
To pick up on smells.
Is this just a flaw, or I'm not trying to rile up random conspiracies, but do you think there's something more to this?
I don't know. It's just so odd, right?
Very strange. And the CCTV footage only picked her up entering. No other person was picked up. Locking or unlocking the premises.
See, I really hope there's no... This is the last thing our country needs in this climate, is to find out there's a man at play, a scorned someone or the other, an ex or some superior who was trying to make a move on her. It's the last thing we need.
Well, Eskom doesn't need it, tell you that much. They've got their own problems to deal with. What a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible, horrible story. What else have you got, Mubs?
Well, speaking of a mess, number one, President Jacob Zuma has now got 3 more charges to add onto the long list of charges that have been laid against him.
Yeah.
That is courtesy of the Democratic Alliance, who laid charges yesterday against the president and 3 Gupta brothers.
Oh.
Oh, and 8 others, by the way. I'll go through that list very quickly. The charges are treason, racketeering, and corruption. According to the DA leader, Musi Maimane, the party laid these charges yesterday in Cape Town. They have accused those allegedly implicated in state capture of violating the Prevention of Combating of Corruption Activities Act.
Wow.
As well as the Prevention of Organized Crime Act. Now, Maimane also revealed in a statement that the 12 accused were charged with treason through unlawful conduct, which violates, threatens, or endangers the existence, independence, and security of the country. So the 12 people in total that have had these charges laid against them are, so number one, the president. Then we've got Atul, AJ, and Tony Gupta.
All right, of course.
Of course.
Usual suspects.
Ashwa Chola, he is the chief executive for Sahara, which is Gupta-owned. Then there's Nazim Hawa, who is the former chief executive of Oak Bay, which is also Gupta-owned. Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba is on the list, is Mineral Resources Minister Musebenzi Zwane. Faith Mutambi is on that list. Cooperative Governance Minister Des Weekend Special Van Rooyen. The President's son, Duduzani Zuma, is also on the list because he is alleged to have close business links to the Guptas. And then Matela Koko, who is the suspended acting chief executive of Eskom.
Huh.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Treason is kind of a big deal, isn't it? I mean, who was the last person to face charges of treason in our country?
I think it was probably those Burumakh people in the Free State. Remember? And you know, you can actually still be put to death for treason. It's the only crime that's still capital, even under this constitution.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's a very serious charge. It's the most serious charge you can lay against anyone.
Are we batting an eyelid at this, though? Are we?
Yeah, well, it's the DA trying to get some publicity. But
there we go.
You know what? I'm glad someone has laid a charge of treason against the president, because all he's done is sold our country out. So is there a more treasonous act than that? Yeah. Put him in jail. Let's see what happens here. All right. By the way, we've got a special guest popping by in the next 5 minutes or so. Remember yesterday we had that caller who said to us that he was calling from the Department of Interstellar Affairs? Do you remember that?
Yes, yes.
Well, they're sending the Minister of Interstellar Affairs to us just now, believe it or not. I didn't even know we had this department.
Well, I mean,
we've been hearing guys, people in the... there are people outside that they're standing around talking to Martians.
Well, this is serious news.
They're getting signals from outer space. I don't know what the hell's happening here.
I am just impressed. This is probably the first government department that has responded this quickly to bringing someone through for an interview. How long have we been trying to get Minister Fikile Mbalula here?
Well, we gave up eventually.
I mean...
And that was when he was just sports minister. Nobody really cared. Now he's Minister of Police and it's going to be impossible to talk to him.
Well, and I just want to know, am I going to survive or with these Martians, we'll
find out. From what I've heard, they're not dangerous. This is just rumor and speculation at this stage, but we can find out from the minister.
So we could end up with a scene like, you know, the Will Smith music video where he dances with the aliens.
Is he here, Lucas? Is the minister here?
Yeah, the minister is here and is ready to speak to you.
Bring him in. Let's not waste his time.
He wants to rush somewhere. He has a conference that he needs to go to.
No. Bring him in right now.
Okay, cool.
Let's get him in here. Wow. Okay, let's not waste the man's time.
Sure.
I presume it's a man minister.
A man minister.
No. Minister. Wow, look at this. Here he is. Hello, minister. Very official. All right. Well, here he is, everybody. Look at this. The Minister of Interstellar Affairs. And now, Minister, pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for coming to see us.
Thank you.
All right. Let me just put on your microphone now.
Just be a professional.
Minister. Yeah. Minister, we didn't even know your department existed.
Come on, Gareth. I thought you missed and know it all.
No, not in this. Listen, insisting on the special... hot chocolate, all these slabs of Cadbury's chocolate. Is this really necessary?
You see, Gareth, for some time now, our national space agency has been receiving some pretty strange signals.
Yeah, we heard about this.
We are preparing for a sweet invasion. Get it? Sweet invasion.
Okay. I see. Minister... I get it, but what are the signals that you're talking about? Help us with this.
You see, Gareth, these signals are without a doubt real.
Yes.
Now, I know you probably have a lot of questions.
Yes.
But let me be the first one to reassure you that the minister has all the answers.
Where are the signals coming from, Minister?
These signals are coming as the Martians. They're coming from the space.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Actual Martians.
Oh, wait.
Who said, Minister?
Wait, Gareth?
Yeah. He's busy.
I've just received some news.
Oh, yes?
Right now.
I'm listening.
Right? Please.
From where? Where did this come from?
It's coming from my department. Department of Interstellar Affairs.
All right, yes. Let's hear it.
What's now.
The breaking news. Is this
please,
breaking
yes,
news?
This is the breaking news
all
now,
right,
Gareth.
Everybody just
please,
brace
the
yourself.
Whole country. The whole country, please. Be still. If you are driving, please pull over.
Oh, my God.
Be still. Now, It has been confirmed,
yes,
by the Department of Interstellar Affairs,
yes,
that the Martians will be landing on the 3rd of June,
no,
6 p.m. at no. Nelson Mandela Square. I repeat, on the 3rd of June, 6 p.m. Nelson Mandela Square. That's the time our Martian will be landing.
Minister, this is very exciting stuff. I don't know if we're even prepared to deal with this. I'm not sure that anyone knows how to react to this. Mabali, what's your first reaction?
What do I wear?
Wear?
I can't. Listen, I'm going to be there with my cell phone in hand because you know how it is these days.
Yeah.
If you don't capture it on video, it never happened.
Yeah. Of course, you are welcome to take pictures with the Martians. And I'm sure you guys are going to be there.
Are we able to come?
Yes.
Anyone can come.
Of course, you can come.
So you said this is where? In Nelson Mandela Square, 6 p.m. on Saturday?
Yes. On Saturday, 6 p.m., right. Nelson Mandela Square.
Wow. Minister, this is very, very exciting. I can see that your people are trying to call you out of here now.
Mm.
They're trying to call you outside. They've obviously got some other stuff that they need to tell you.
Yeah, of course.
But there
of
we
course.
Go. There it is. Everybody, breaking news. The Martians will be here on Saturday. Can you believe this, Ben?
Yeah.
Well, Frightening stuff.
I didn't have plans until now.
Thank you very much, Honorable Minister. We are pleased that you've decided to share this with the people, and we will obviously turn out in our numbers on Saturday.
Yes. Please, don't forget.
I think this will be very exciting for the people of South Africa.
Yes.
We will obviously, in time, you'll tell us why they chose South Africa.
Yeah.
You know, what they want from us.
Yeah.
Mabali and Sia just needed to know they're not dangerous.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, not at all. Oh, they're sweet people.
Oh, very good. All right. Lovely. Well, Minister, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Wow. What
this is the Minister of Interstellar Affairs.
Yes.
Over and out.
There we go. Look at that. Nice happy song for the last day of May. You Don't Know, featuring Ray. It's very, very happy. And there we go. It's all about how basically you don't, you just don't get into the circle that easily. I mean, who has friends like that where a new person struggles to get in to the group of friends? You know, like you kind of only add them to the WhatsApp group many months after you've got to know them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they have to earn like their cool points.
Yeah, and you never make them a group admin. You know what I mean? There's always a group of friends. Who's the most important friend in the circle? The one who has the admin. I don't know. We had a group. Well, we still have it. This group of my friends, and I realized I was the admin, so I made two other people admins as well, and then everybody wanted to know why I'd made those two admins.
Oh, favoritism.
I was like, ah, come on. What are you talking about? Let the responsible people take care of this. So they all go, oh, what are you saying? We're not responsible. I'm just hoping they'll take away my admin.
I'm in a group, a WhatsApp group where the admin refuses for anyone to leave. So when you leave the group,
they put you back in.
He just throws you back in. He's like, "What the hell do you think you're doing? Yeah. No one can leave this group." He just keeps throwing us back in.
Like the mafia, you get in, but you're not allowed to get out. Yeah, we've also had a similar situation in the same group of mine where there's this one person who just has temper tantrums and then leaves. So we always add them back in, but we kind of stopped doing that now. We just thought, oh, well, if you want to, because it's attention seeking, right?
Sure,
I mean, that's
sure.
all it is.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just storming out of the group. Meh. And then they storm out of the group and you have to.
Well, they just don't want to be in the group.
Nah, I think they're storming out because they're having a little temper tantrum.
Yeah, if the exit is after the tantrum, it's definitely attention seeking. I mean, it's the equivalent of getting up, storming out and slamming the door for effect.
But like, I've tried to leave these groups, right? And I've done it like late, or when I wake up at 4, I'll leave a group there because nobody will kind of see it.
Creeping out quietly.
So I kind of ninja. chat groups are mostly stupid. About 10% of the messages are actually funny or smart. The rest is just general rabble.
But how many groups have you got on your phone?
Oh,
I got a few.
I've got a family group.
Let's do a quick scroll here.
Yeah, I've got a few.
Yeah, I've got a family group. And I've got this work group, obviously, that we have.
Yeah. And that's it? Just those two? I'm looking at it
I've
now.
I've got another group. It's the Gary Player Appreciation Group.
Oh, my word.
Oh, no.
Are you serious?
How many people are in that group?
There's four of us.
Wait. What was the last thing that you guys shared in that group? Please.
Let me be honest. This is the most un-PC dirty group you've ever. It's all golf stuff, obviously.
But it's filthy.
But there's no porn. There's nothing. It's just Gary Player orientated golf stuff. And it is the funniest group. I mean, if this group had to go private, public, it would probably be one of the greatest websites in the world.
Well, how many people have groups like this? Because, you know, we've been chased off of Twitter and Facebook by the politically correct police. So all the stuff that you know, broad society or the woke people don't think is funny, you're just doing WhatsApp groups now.
Yeah, with people who
have a sense
you.
Of humor. Yeah.
Yes.
So I've got a couple of these. There's one group where it's just a whole bunch of guys, and it's basically like revolting. There's scenes of women with dildos. There's there's people doing outrageous stuff to each other. No, it's revolting. So that's the one group. Then there's one with which has girls and guys in it, and it's sort of a it's like funny stuff. Everybody just puts funny stuff up. So there's all these crazy memes and, you know, GIFs and little pictures and funny comments from stuff that's going on in the news, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of that. Then, obviously, there's the show group where we also – sometimes it's meant to be work, but it ends up being people putting up funny stuff. Stuff that we've talked about on the show as well. And then there's – like we've got a family group, which is cool because it's mostly just pictures of my brother's kids more than anything else. I've got a group with all those guys I went to Silicon Valley with last year, which is quite interesting because then they ask you questions about who knows this person, can you get us this, who has a an office available this afternoon, and blah, blah, blah. So that's kind of interesting because there's some very smart people on there. Just looking at it now.
Yeah, I'm also doing the same.
And the names of these groups change all the time, as does the profile picture. Which is part of the fun. So it always has a crazy name or a bizarre icon as well. You got any of these, Amanda? Is this something you do?
I have about three family groups.
Three?
Yeah.
My nephew just got a phone. He's 11, so he just keeps making these groups, and it's getting a bit annoying. And every time he's cross, he leaves the group. So then the rest of the family's like, well, if you're not in the group, then we're going to leave your group.
Yeah,
so
we left his group. That's
and then on Sunday, he made another one. So it just doesn't stop.
That's the 21st century version of like storming out of a room.
Yeah, well, that's what we were just saying.
Guys, Amanda's life is so colorful.
And then, like, I have a few, like, matric rage groups, although it was like 2 years ago.
Still going?
Yeah, they're still going, you know.
Are they mostly funny stuff?
No, they're mostly like people looking for jobs, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that tells you that's a horrible story. Yeah. But it's the truth, right? I mean, it's really hard to find jobs.
No, it is, and it's...
How many of your friends have jobs that you were at school with?
Not a lot of them. Most of them have just been chilling.
Jesus, for 2 years, just chilling?
Literally for 2 years, and their parents are so chilled about it, where my mom was like, that's not happening, you know.
Get out there and work.
Yeah. No, they just sit at home, smoke hub all day. That's all they do.
Wow. No jobs available, or they're just being lazy?
Like, they're just being lazy. I send them stuff and I'll be like, okay, I've seen this advert, like, go do this or something. And then they'll be like, oh, but I don't have a CV. And then I'm like, well, make one.
They can't even make a CV?
No, like, I don't know. Some of them. And then I'm like, you carry on going out. Where do you get money to go out and all these things?
They're just obviously sponging off their parents, right?
Yeah. Bank of Dad.
I mean, what kind of people are these parents to just indulge this stuff? I understand if there are no jobs available, that's not their fault. And for a lot of them, that might be the case, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they just think that every job's beneath them as well, which is ridiculous because you have to start somewhere.
And the weird thing is, like, the ones that are sitting doing nothing are the ones that did really great at school.
Really?
So they've, like, they got university entrance and everything.
Yeah, and they're just sitting at home.
No.
You are kidding me. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Sitting at home waiting for something to happen. And then they're on this group. Do they add any value on the group, or are they just also sitting around there?
No, well, what annoys me is they're like, let's chill. And I'm like some of us are like, no, we cannot just chill.
Yeah, you ran off here the other day. You had to go and write an exam.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Oh, it went well. I finished really quickly, so I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. But it went really, really well. It went good.
I'm kind of disturbed that after 2 years, there's still people sitting at home. They've been messing around for 2 years?
2 years.
God, my parents would have kicked my backside out of that house so quick.
And then they tried, like, so now it's only May, and then they're like, rage in December. I'm like, again? I'm like, we just went. I was like, it was 2 years ago. They're like, oh, well, we're planning now. I'm like...
So they're planning a holiday, but again, they have no money.
Yeah, exactly. So their plans are their jobs, according to them.
Their making plans are
making
their
plans
job.
For fun.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right, well...
See, I sort of get this, though.
I don't know.
You just get it out of your system for a while. What's 2 years in the greater scheme of things?
You gotta do so. You gotta add some value somewhere, right?
Yeah. Like, go work at spa or something. I don't know.
Do whatever you have to do.
Yeah.
Nobody's first job is gonna be glamorous.
No.
Do you know anyone who didn't do one awful job? Everybody. Ben, what was your worst job?
Oh, I started working in my dad's shoe shop.
Oh, my God.
That was rough.
Yeah, but especially when you work for family, right?
That, too.
Because family, they don't care. You say you're tired or you're sick, they're like, I don't give a damn. Get to work.
I still have nightmares of really big woman's feet going to very small heels. Oh. And you don't want to say, honey, that's not going to work.
Oh. Did any of them ask you to help them put the shoes on?
Oh, so you had to touch the cranky, crusty feet.
No, I didn't. There was always a distance, but still, you know, some visuals never lost.
But I mean, some people, when they try on shoes, they're wearing like sweaty socks
or nothing at all.
Oh my God! My buddy just threw up a little bit in her mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the worst job you've ever done? The legal ones, Mabs. You don't have to talk about the illegal ones.
Listen, I've actually been quite lucky. I'm just trying to count all the jobs I've had.
You never did a shitty job like having to serve people food or anything?
Oh,
like
no. I lasted a day at Spur.
Oh, you did the Spur thing,
while
huh?
in varsity, my intention was to become a waitress, but then I didn't go back.
Did
after
you ever
day
witness?
One.
Oh, I'd love ever
to
witness
be in her
a,
first
I
table.
Saw.
I'd love Mabale to witness a race war at the Spur, because we know that's what Spur's famous for, right?
Oh snap!
I didn't witness a race war, but I did see a piece of steak fall onto the floor, and then it was subsequently picked up and put back on the plate. Oh. I mean, there were a number of reasons why I left. So
you were there for one day, but you had a number of reasons for leaving.
Okay, so there was that reason.
I get you, girl.
Then it was varsity days, so, you know, I thought I was a little bit lazy to try and be responsible. But then also there was one of the waiters was just very aggressive in his hitting on me. And I thought to myself, I really don't want to work with this person that I'm going to have to face every day. He was just quite aggressive.
Oh, you see, that's the opposite.
That's called sexual harassment.
No,
as
he
to
didn't.
Why I stayed.
Oh, you nasty hoe.
So you went to see her, you were being hit on and you didn't mind?
You liked it.
I was a waiter for 7 days. The manager had
on
a thing
team,
for
that's,
me.
On this team, that's staying part. Was, right.
Yeah, the manager had a thing for me. Oh, so I'd like rock up late and he's like, no, see, it's fine.
Wow.
And I would not pitch up for shifts. It's like,
look,
see, no, don't worry. Then, hey, work my magic.
Getting away with this.
So that's why being a waiter wasn't a bad experience.
Oh, nice
in my
for you,
life.
Sia. Isn't that exciting?
But Sia would be, I mean, you'd be that pleasant waiter. You Sia, know, you come to the table, you smile, you're like, hello, party people.
Sia goes to the Spur and falls in love. The rest of us go to Spur, we get fired after a day. I was a waiter for exactly one order.
Okay.
I've told you this story before.
Take the record, it's fine.
Just from you. Taking one order.
Yeah, the one.
You're
the,
just
the,
like, screw it.
I worked at the country club, and this stupid fat man who just walked about 5 meters, and the rest of the time he was on the golf cart, arrives at the clubhouse for a drink afterwards. So it's my first day on the job, and they don't want to give me any serious responsibilities. They can clearly tell that I have limited function in this environment. So they say to me, just take a drinks order from that table over there. So I go over to the table. It's this man and two of his friends. So I said to him, hey, my name is Gareth. What do you want?
Oh, you see, you're also half-assed. Yeah,
well, of course. I hated this. I mean, I don't like people I like.
I don't like.
So I say to the guy, all right, what can I get you? And I'm trying to smile and be as friendly as possible. And I realize, like, I've got to prove I can do this.
Mm.
just to myself, if nothing else. Well, that didn't last. He says to me, I'd like a whiskey and water. So I say, fine. Go off to the kitchen and say to him, whiskey and water. Bring back the whiskey and water, put it down and say, there we go, there's your whiskey and water. So he goes, oh, I ordered the whiskey and soda. I asked him, no, you didn't. Whoa. Which apparently you're not meant to do.
I get it. The customer's always right.
Yeah, so I should have poured the whiskey down the drain and said to this idiot, look, here's your whiskey and soda. Of course you were right. How silly of me. But I decided to argue with him. So he says, I definitely ordered a whiskey and a soda. So I said, no, you didn't. Goodness. You ordered a whiskey and water. Here it is. Look. I mean, I don't have a transcript of the conversation, but that's pretty much how it went. I'm not an idiot. I'm at university. Bet you don't have a university degree. Oh. So the guy's like, call your manager. This is outrageous. So I said, ah, you know what? You call him. I'm out of here.
How old were you?
I walked out. I was 19 or whatever. I said, you tell him. I tell him I'm not coming back either.
And then what happened when you got home? To the parents.
Well, my parents are like, oh, you're such a disappointment. We really thought we thought you could get this right. My dad is like, you know, I also worked hard and you don't know the meaning of hard work. I'm like, look, this is not for me. I'm not a good service person.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really not.
Yeah, so you've got to also realize what your strengths and your weaknesses are early. I mean, you weren't a service person either. You would have been shocking eventually.
Yeah.
You might have been pleasant for all of 5 minutes on the job, but I can imagine my buddy after 5 days, she'd be throwing the steak on the floor herself.
Giving the customers lip.
I'm really actually grateful I've never had any bad experience at work. Never.
Well, it's only because the manager fell in love with you.
Well, yeah, that was good. Cause I remember,
I'm pretty sure all the other waiters were having a bad experience because they saw what preferential treatment you were getting.
I couldn't care less. Because I remember at school, I used to earn like extra money. Literally, this started in primary school when there were raffles to be sold. And now I understand this could be like child slavery. But they used to ship me off to like the local shopping centers to sell raffles.
You were like a street beggar, basically.
You know, I would like stop parents, you know, doing their Saturday morning shopping. And I was like, hey, don't you want to buy like R2? So they started off paying me in chocolate. Then in high school, I started hosting like...
You're basically like a hooker, a high-class hooker, except instead of...
Paid in chocolate.
You're paid in chocolate and you didn't actually give... You didn't... make yourself sexually available, but you were available.
Exactly.
Make people, old ladies, feel better. And,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Then in high school, I was hosting the sports events. So, like, when there were big rugby tournaments, I would, like, announce the sporting results.
See, since you know so much about sport.
Oh, no. That-
was this rugby union or rugby league?
Can I tell you the awkward moments I had on the sports field? Mm. So I also had a little sound system where, like,
a little sound system.
Yeah, between
see,
like
it goes
the
onto game, onto the field with a boom box and a microphone plugged in. Hi, everybody!
Oh, this Woo! Is
Oprah Winfrey theme music playing in the background. Can you,
you
imagine?
You are Roger from American Dead. You
totally.
Are Roger.
Absolutely,
this was a legit job. I did it over weekends. It was.
It's like I'm Sia. This is my friend Gail, and this is my husband Stedman. And we're here to entertain you
actually,
at halftime between the rugby games.
Actually, used to broadcast from the balcony. So
oh, the balcony. You even had a stage.
Everyone would look up, so it was
oh,
major.
See, this must have been great.
But here was the awkward moment. Like, during rugby...
Everybody look under your chair! Can you imagine?
During the rugby games, since I have, like, no cooking clue what goes on...
No.
There would be silence, and I'd think, oh, okay, so the game is over. This is when I now have to play some music and announce. I'd, like, boom some music. Yeah. Everyone would then turn, look up to the balcony, start screaming at me because it was, like, during a line-out where there's meant to be silence.
Do you know what kind of music Sia would play, Mubs? I actually have a recording of the kind of music.
Oh, let's hear it because I can't...
Please, do share. Let me see.
So there's the hooker trying to give his line-out call, and there's Sia... drowning him out.
Yeah. Honestly,
so
they hated me.
They're trying
for
to
that.
Do the line out call, and then this comes on.
Yeah!
7, 5, 3, 24 What's that cock music playing there? And Sia's busy doing a dance on the balcony.
Literally, like, is how it worked.
Like a Mata Hari.
The time. But I was
Sia, if you had to announce a tennis score, how would you do it?
Oh, they literally had to, like, write down exactly all these terms and phrases because I had no cooking clue. I was just like,
One morning I want you to read the sport and try to make sense of it. It would be hysterical.
I still don't know why tennis has like three numbers in it. 6-2, 6-4, 7-6. I don't know.
And can you imagine how confused he gets by the 15-love?
15-love. Oh, I don't know. Oh, and then we get to deuce. Mm. Advantage.
Oh, no. Cricket was where I got the closest because I know overs and LBWs.
How many balls in an over?
Wait, no, six.
How many balls in the box?
12. Two. Two, yeah. There's always two balls in a box.
I know a try is 3 points in rugby.
Yeah.
Or is it four? No, it is three. Yeah. Yeah. Never mind. On to the next thing on the show.
There are rugby fans. There are rugby fans stabbing themselves in the throat with pencils.
Okay,
right
there
now.
Are 11 players in a soccer team.
Okay, there you.
Thank
one
you.
Point. Please, can we have a sport quiz tomorrow for Sia?
Mm.
The most basic
oh,
stuff that everyone else
this
in the world knows, and you're not allowed to research. Mm. You're not going to go home and study, because I know how you are. You're those good students who's going to go and do your research. Ben is going to compile the easiest sports quiz in the universe tomorrow, and if you can get more than half, if you can get 50%
okay,
or more,
I will be
impressed. In fact, what I'll do is I will get you – I will talk to people, because I believe it or not, I know people. You will do the stadium announcements at Loftus one day.
Do you know
I will
my
get you
dream
that job.
Has always been to sing the national anthem like Whitney
okay,
Houston?
Let's not push it, so.
Okay, never mind.
Push it.
God, that's going to be
there's
a bad
big difference
thing.
Saying, here come the Blue Bulls, to going, of course, he's taking.
Never mind, sorry. Okay, let's move past that. Can it be about, like, Tom Brady, you know? If it's, like, any superstar's
husband.
We
don't even play that kind of football here. That's American football. Listen, this is an early recording of Sia doing the national anthem, all right? Just for those people who haven't ever heard him sing before. Here it is, an actual recording.
Tell me when I should start. Right now? I'll say, can you see by the dawn's early light what a party we have?
All right, you get the basic
it's
idea.
A bit of a talent. It
pierces the ear.
That's great. All right, 18 minutes to go.
Let's
until
make
8.
It happen.
I've been getting a lot of my news lately on Facebook, which is a bad idea.
Oh yeah.
Well, because you get it's just not sensible. Like there's such nonsense on Facebook, and they tailor your feed to what you want to read anyway. So you kind of miss out on getting any balanced news. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's very messy. Here, listen to this. Celeste says, "Don't be surprised about what Amanda's saying about her friends that don't have CVs. You should see the quality of those people who do have CVs. It's shocking. Someone taught them that a CV must be 4 pages. The first page declares in bold, curriculum vitae, with their name and some stupid clip art picture. The rest of the CV is replete with grammatical errors in bold caps the size of a million font to stretch the content to the requisite 4 pages, and yet the content says absolutely nothing about them." Mm. Is that about right? Have you seen some of these CVs? Of the people who do have them?
Seen them, but with my friends I can imagine it would like just be like a picture and then saying like, oh, what I like to do is drinker, do nothing, you know.
So you don't have a very high opinion of your friends, do you?
No, they're out of control, so like everything I'm saying is true. They'll agree, so yeah.
Here's another message. This is from somebody who says, on matrix and ex-matrix, my 19-year-old wanted to take a gap year with zero direction. Being from the motor trade, I arranged for him to have a probation period as an apprentice mechanic. He now has a contract with the dealership and will be qualified in 4 years.
Oh, wow.
He wasn't going to sit on my couch doing nothing. Kids these days, it's ridiculous. Steven.
And he'll be so thankful for this. Maybe not today, but definitely soon.
Ben, here's a question for you. Is your dad really Al Bundy?
No.
From Married with Children.
Slightly more hair. Genuinely slightly nicer demeanor.
I loved Al Bundy. He used to own a shoe shop. That's why they're asking.
He used to work at a shoe shop.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Amanda, you're definitely the wisest owl out of your group. Give those useless friends of yours the boot. You need to surround yourself with positive, motivated people. This makes me not want children. This comes from... who's this from? They didn't sign it off. But they said, no matter how much you try to be pushing and responsible as a parent, I feel very sorry for your friends. Well done, Amanda. You're one in a million. Well, there's some compliments for you.
Mm, nice. Thanks.
Well, because you're actually getting out there doing things. My first weekend job, says Woody, was when I was 16. I worked at a video shop. It was cool when I was alone to watch porn on the VHS cassettes. What a time I had, he says.
Yeah. What's his name?
Woody.
Woody, ne?
Yeah, exactly.
Woody. All right, yeah. Woody.
Right.
You got to find the silver lining somewhere.
There are a lot of people saying that, don't you hate, because we were talking about WhatsApp message groups earlier. I was saying I've got a bunch of different groups that I'm in. Don't you hate those stupid broadcast messages that people just forward without thinking?
Yep.
Yeah.
When? I haven't got one of these in a while. What do you mean?
A lot of them.
Like these ones about, oh, beware, there are people in a Nissan Almira.
I can literally
without clothes on sitting outside your house.
Go to my father's.
Oh, does he send you?
Because that is all he sends me.
My dad does the same, Shame. He's very worried about me.
Doesn't he know that I gave you a bear claw and a can of mace?
Well, apparently there's a scam where while your car is locked, they slide a coin in the door handle of the passenger so that when you leave, nothing happens when you try to lock the car like the choo-choo. So then you walk away, and then they come and remove this coin, and they can open your door and get in. That's the last one my dad sent me.
The most recent one I got from my father was, if you meet a child who claims they're lost and has an address written on the piece of paper, don't take the child to the address. Take them to the police, because you'll get to the address and there's a gang of men who want to attack you there. I'm like,
wow.
Do you know me well? Do I look like I'll be Angelina Jolie-ing a little random kid? Like, no.
No, you don't. Listen, like, you got to be very careful. Helping people, there is no good deed that goes unpunished.
But, like, also at the same time, I just feel like all these broadcast messages just entice paranoia. It's not like you'll walk out like, oh, my goodness, there's a car here.
Oh, listen, my parents are on WhatsApp, right? So they've got the family group on there. But then they've also got the like, neighborhood group.
Oh, neighborhood watch. No.
So apparently there's one for the neighborhood I'm in. I refuse to be a part of it. I was meant to go to an AGM last night for our homeowners association. Wild horses couldn't have dragged me to this thing. I found every excuse. I thought, I've got work to do. I sat and I did work. She pretended it wasn't happening.
They probably say such nice things about you in
these meetings. They hate me. I know they hate me.
Mm.
Deserve it. It's just, who can you imagine a worse thing than having to go to that meeting and then being part of a group? Well, you're constantly bombarded by these people who just happen to geographically live near you. You didn't choose them.
And don't you guys have to, like, take turns hosting it at someone's house?
No. Okay. But the worst about those groups, I suppose, is that you don't want to save those people's numbers on your phone. So you just have a bunch of numbers on this group. And you have to look at it, and then it sometimes says the name and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you'll go, who the hell is 2739442556? Oh, it's that bitch at number 5.
Yeah. When is group etiquette? Like, when can you leave a group?
Anytime you want.
Anytime.
You guys are ruthless. You do not care.
Anytime.
Yes, one dude left one of the groups yesterday, and so one of the girls is like, why did he leave the group?
Yeah.
So I wanted to reply, well, because you spelt his name with a small A every time.
It's the worst.
Just to stir up some trouble.
A lot of mums are in these class WhatsApp groups that get started by the teacher.
Yes, I heard about this.
Especially if you're a mom of a toddler.
That's how that one chick, the hooky ma group where she posted pics of her beaver. That was, remember her?
Mariki or...
Yeah, Mariki from Schweizer Reinecke. Remember she posted all those pictures of her beaver?
No, it wasn't in the... Was it in the class WhatsApp group?
Yes, it was in the parents group.
Oh, that's so
awkward. Vagina boozy.
Oh, that is really awkward.
Yeah, so you got to. These mothers are definitely all in those groups.
Those groups must be so awful.
You see, and another thing for us, they're like different groups within the family. So there's like the main family group,
yeah.
But then there's like the cousins group,
the extended,
then there's a siblings yeah. group, and then the cousins group will be talking about the siblings in the one group, then the siblings will be talking about the parents.
It's like, and sometimes you forget that you're in
which
the,
one? Yes.
Right. So you post some picture and you say, oh, look, this is Aunt what's her name. Meanwhile, she's on that group and she sees it. She's like, ah, nah, you really feel about me, see ya.
Yeah.
I love it when it works the other way, when someone forgets you're in the group and they sort of talk about you or your people.
That happened to me in one of the cousins groups where I said something awful about someone in the group.
Mm.
And then I realized that they were still in the group, but I was admin, so I threw them out.
Nice.
But it was far too late. Her and I have never spoken ever since.
But it was all your fault, so she's cackling like a hag. She was the mean one.
The group I'm most proud of on WhatsApp is called Coffee and Koch. This is literally a
Coffee and Koch.
Yeah, this is literally a group of friends of mine who just believe in being house husbands and housewives.
What?
That is our life ambition. We just want to be house husbands and housewives.
Yeah.
So we meet every so often, and we over coffee, we koch it up. So it's Coffee and Koch. That's
so
all we work
if
on.
If Amanda's friends never get jobs, they can then join the Coffee and Koch group and aspire to be house husbands and housewives.
But the aspiration is to be, you know, classy house husband and housewives, not just being bums, but, you know, drinking mimosas at 10 in the morning. That's it.
Greg says on WeChat this morning, try being on a WhatsApp group where you get motivational spiritual pics daily, driving up the wall.
Oh, yes. My sister was kicked out of one of those, like a church WhatsApp group, because supposedly she wasn't, you know,
into the whole churchy thing.
So they kicked her out. Like, wow, that's a lot of niceness.
WhatsApp is like real life. You've got these little circles of friends.
The cool kids club. Yeah.
And sometimes when you plan a party or something, you add a whole bunch of people to a group, and then someone keeps the group going even though the party's over.
Mm.
So you have people round to your house for lunch or whatever. So you create a group. Everybody's in the group. They're like, oh, we're so excited for Saturday. And then Saturday comes around, and then you have to can the group because otherwise some people carry on talking on there. And you're like, well, this party's over. There's no reason to have this group anymore. You don't need extra groups hanging around. Do you use broadcast lists? Because you can do that on WhatsApp too. Now, that's handy. So if I'm having some people around for drinks or something, then I've put them on that list. Because then they all get a personal message. They don't all have to have each other's numbers. So they don't all have to.
Yeah, see, that's considerate.
You don't have to turn it into a group chat. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the pro of a group is that like the same questions can be answered at the same time.
Maybe.
It's just trying to make it sort of being lazy.
But you know, if your phone doesn't have like a lot of memory, these WhatsApp groups are the worst things because you get like a 10 meg video and then you get like a whole bunch of pictures. Eventually it says no more space. You go like, how? I've got like nothing on my phone. And
well, you go
these
into,
things are gigs and gigs of space.
Listen, you go into WhatsApp and you go into settings and you look at photos, audio, video, documents, all right? And you just take a look at storage usage here. I'm going to tell you what's on mine. And it ranks according to which people or groups you've shared the most stuff with.
Oh.
So on this friends group of mine, there's 596 megs of pictures. It's insane. And you have to go in and clean them out because even if you delete them from your gallery, they still sit on WhatsApp.
So you really have to watch the space in that. Or you just delete the stuff as you see it.
Yeah, and as people send videos and stuff, it just builds up and up and up, right? Yeah. But it does show you who you interact with the most. So mine is this friends group, then Rena, who's my partner here at Cliff Central, then the family group, and then it starts going into individual people. Who are you sharing the most stuff with? Come on, open up.
No, So
go to settings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And look under storage.
Settings, storage.
Yeah. Cooks also
look at this.
You.
My buddy's actually got a phone.
It tells you like the number of texts sent.
Yeah.
Really does.
Goes down to that. Yeah.
Yes, it does.
You can actually check on who exactly you sent text to. That's true. Phenomenal, huh? How's that?
Oh wow. Well, for me, it's a whole bunch of my friends, and what we often do is like, if you know, after we've met and we've taken pictures, now it's a whole picture swap thing. A group from this weekend at the Summers, 160 texts.
Yes, sis. You see how much time you spend on your phone. What locations you were in?
Okay, now
photos,
this is getting
gifts,
creepy.
Videos, voice messages, documents. You see, I didn't even know you could get into this. Then you manage it, and you can actually go and change. You can, like, delete the whole lot.
Yep.
In one fell swoop. That is handy. Wow.
Who knew?
I feel so enlightened now.
Yeah. Okay. Your phone can do work for
That's
you.
A smart thing you've learned for today.
All right. I can't believe we've been talking about this for so long. But this is the real world. I mean, WhatsApp is the real world.
It's so true. But, like, you know, we always go on about the fact that Twitter and Facebook, all that kind of stuff, becomes so horrible. I just think we can be our real selves, the one place in the world, and it's on these groups.
Yeah.
And now that WhatsApp has got this encryption.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
It means that no one can hack into your messages. Supposedly. I mean, apparently there are ways to do this. But supposedly it means if you and five of your friends are talking and you're all really, really offensive people and you're swearing and you're being disgusting and you're objectifying women and you're making off-color comments about old people and you're posting pictures of your genitalia, nobody else's business.
What kind of a group would that be?
I don't know. I'm just thinking. Like, what are the most offensive things that people send each other, right?
Mm.
That's pretty much the list.
But everything is just a screenshot away. So I don't understand. Yeah, like it's...
You've always got to be careful with this stuff.
Exactly. Right? Just always assume that somehow this will get leaked.
That's how that chick got bust on that hockey group.
Vagina boozy.
Yeah, one of the groups that I'm in is a group where I'm the only girl. And I love that group because I get so much insight. I'm just like, oh, all right. Is that so?
Is this how they think?
Is this how it goes?
One of the girls in our friends group once posted a picture of her tits, and she did it as like a joke, and now we recirculate that at least once a month. So it stays in. It's there every month, just to remind her.
Oh, no.
Greg says, I'm also in a group. Oh, here we go. Greg says, I'm also in a group called Dick Pic Paradise. One guy accidentally sent a picture of his penis to this friends group, and now he's reminded about it weekly.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing ever.
Dick Pic Paradise. It's always the names Imagine. Of these groups as well.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Bizarre.
All right, very good. When we come back, we're going to meet a man called Gavin Sharples. I'll tell you all about him in a second. CliffCentral.com, getting your morning off to a good start. And you can call us. You know how to do that. Cliff Central, one word on Skype. If you want to call us, 0861-555-189 on the phone line. Or if you'd like to WhatsApp us, 0797482090. Got it.
Good.
Very nice. What should we play here? How about some Liam Payne?
Okay.
This is new.
A little One Directioner.
Yeah, he used to be One Direction. Listen to this.
Hancho.
CliffCentral.com.